are continuing our previous shiur, and we saw the Yerushalmi that lumps together the three mazikim of shor into two mazikin. We want to understand into two different categories. We want to understand it's really three. There's Karen, Shane, and Regel. And yet the Yerushalmi has it that Karen is one mazik, shor, and Mave is Shane and Regel, that's two. But the Yerushalmi asks it's really three. We didn't understand the Yerushalmi's answer. And then we also said that there's a parsha of Shomrim that a person who doesn't guard his animal, then he has to pay. Either he has to pay because it's Mimono or because he didn't do Shmira. We said, it's only Grama. And the answer is that no, it's not just Grama. It's from the Pasuk of Lo Yishmerenu, we have a ribui of Chovas Shmira. It's a Chiyuv Mimoni. It is a monetary obligation. Lani Zokim, for those who are damaged, you have to pay them. When you didn't guard your shore, that it shouldn't be mazik. So you have a direct monetary obligation. It's not just a grama that you didn't guard, and Mimela did nezik, so you have to pay. No, that'd be grama. But you have a monetary obligation to guard. If you didn't guard, you pay for not guarding. If afterwards it went ahead and did damage. So that's to summarize what we learned in the last year. Now we're continuing on again based on the Torah of Agon Agadol or Bel Pavarsky Shlita Shem Yarech Yam of Vishnosav. So he says that will be Iker Din Shmirasan Alecha. That the Mishnah says that there's a Din of Shmirasan Alecha, the first Mishnah in Bava Kamma, Lachar would appear from the Lashon of the Mishnah that's included in the Tzad Hashavah. Shadarkan Leilecha Lahazik Vishmirasan Alecha. In other words, it's learned logically that this is the common denominator of all the different Mazikin. And that's why you have to be Shomer. And in such a case, the Torah is Machayev you to pay when you weren't Shomer. Shadarkan Lahazik Vishmirasan Alecha. However, based on what we explained, it's more than that. It's not just that it's a tzad hashav. It's not just that it's learned from logic, but rather, arei gam din shmirasan alecha is mechidushei haTorah beparshas niske mamono. It's a chiddush of the Torah, and the parsha of niske mamono. The Torah was mechadish, and the parsha of niske mamono that v'lo yishmerenu, that if you don't guard it, you have to pay. It's a special ribui in the pasuk, shuchovas mammon, and for that you need a yalfusa for all like all mazikin. So we have a special yalfusa in the pasuk to teach you that there needs to be shmira, and it's not just learned from a svara. And that's how we can explain possibly Rashi, and that it says later on toldoson ki yotze behem olo, are the toldos of these avos like the avos or not? So Rashi explains im chayiv l'shalim ala tolada. If you have to pay in the tolada, so it's nira midivrei Rashi that if not, if you don't have to pay in the, for the tolada, if it's not kiyotze behem, if the toladas aren't like the avos, so you don't have to pay at all. V'nira midvarv shimlav kiyotze behem enu mishalim klal, that if it's not kiyotze behem, you're not paying at all. So we have to understand, and then what's the point of calling it a tolada? If you're not paying at all when it's lav kiyotze behem, then why is it called a tolada? V'nira shenamar zot ledin shmiratan alecha va'af shedin hatolada klisha v'yitachen delo sagi lechiyuv mamon aval ledin shmirasan alecha mahani inyan tolada shehe alav chuvat shmira. So it would appear that this is said as far as the din of shmirasan alecha goes. So stam if it's a tolada, it's kalush, it's weaker, and that's not enough for a chiyuv mamon. But for the din of shmirasan alecha, there tolada is enough. In other words, you're mitzarif that's a tolada, and you weren't shomer. But you shmirasan alecha, and you have a chovas shmira. So we have a ribui in the pasuk, a chiddush in the pasuk to tell you that you have to guard. That you have to guard. And if you don't guard, then even if it does a tolada of these avos, you still have to pay. But then you have to understand pshat in the Mishnah. If you're telling me that it's a special ribui in the pasuk, that you need a special yalfusa, then what's pshat in the lashon of the Mishnah that's included in the tzad hashaveh? Zok the Mishnah, hatzad hashaveh shebashem shedarkan lahazik v'shmirasan alecha. As yesh lefareish, so we can explain as follows: shetarvayu isnayuba. That both aspects are involved. both Hatzad HaShaveh and the Yalfusa. And even though the Din of Shmiras on Alecha is also a ribui, we have a chiddush in the pasuk for Shmiras on Alecha, but we also have Misvara, the Din Shmira, that you have to guard. So you have both. Tarvayu Snayube. In the Sefer Kilis Yankov, he writes that the inyan of Shmiras on Alecha is a din iser, and it's learned from the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda and the din of Losucha Lis'alim that said, V'chol Hatzalas Mamon V'Avedas Karka K'sharamayim Shoytfinu Boim. When a person sees that water is coming to overflow, and he has to try to save the person whose property is going to be harmed, whose money is going to be harmed. So mitam zekvar sagi shechovas shmiras hamazikin al baylov shebiyado l'shomra v'imken yesh lefare shuinyan atzad hashaveh. Aval b'tora nisraba gam chovas mamon shel shmira v'hi gam asiba l'chaybo b'tashlumin. So as far as the misvara goes, so misvara, you're obligated to make sure that no nezek comes to someone's property. And that's the inyan of the Tzad HaShaveh. The Tzad HaShaveh is telling you that you're a mazik. And in the Torah tells us a chiddush, that not only is the person considered a mazik, not only is he not beseder, not only is he over on an iser, but there's also a chovas mamon. There's also a monetary obligation for shmira. V'hi gam asiba l'chaybo b'tashlumin. And therefore, since there's a chovas mamon, he has to pay. But now we go back to Rashi. Rashi implies that if toldoseim lav ki yotze behem, eino mishalim. So we have to understand. Lamanamra din tolada. So then what's the point of the tolada? If toldoseim lav ki yotze behem means that you don't pay, then what's the point of tolada? If it's just to tell you that it's a chovas shmira, so the chovas shmira applies even without it being a tolada. Chovas shmira is misvara. Of course you have to guard that they shouldn't do harm. So la'ezin yinemar tolada. Now you can't say it's for payment, because Rashi implies that if toldoseim lav ki yotze behem, then there is no payment. So then la'ezin yinemar tolada. So what do you want to say? That there's a chovas shmira. But a chovas shmira is misvara. As far as payment goes, that we said we learn from the pasuk. And the etzem chovas shmira, without payment, that's svara. Then what do you have to come on to Tolada and say it's a Tolada for? So what's Pshat in Rashi that is Mashma, that if Toldoseim is Lav Kiyotze Behem, there's going to be no payment? Then you know, Zanemar, what's the point of calling something a Tolada? What practical difference is there? So it would appear that nevertheless, it was said in the Torah, Chiddush Din, in the Chova of Shmiras Nizakin. There's a Chiddush Din here in the obligation of one to guard from harm. That if it's mitzad din lo suchal lihis alem v'choyvas hatzolo, hare vipshuto din ze hukichol dine toira de'azlin an basa ruba. That if it's mitzad the din of lo suchal lihis alem and v'choyvas hatzolo vipshuto, this din is like all dine toira, that we follow the Rov. And just like Midin Torah, you're somech on the Rov, even if there's a miyut hamatsui, even if there's a strong miyut, a common family found miyut. Harei gam b'chovas hatzal of iser mazik, avshu miyut hamatsui, yachulu lismoch al harov. So also when it comes to being obligated to save in the iser mazik, even though there's going to be a miur hamatzoi of hezek or some type of damage, nevertheless, the person could be so mech on the rov that he doesn't have to save. It would appear that the whole inyan of shmira, even shmira pchusa, Anyway, Eina Hezek Matsui. Umaisim Bechoyom Shigan Kisheina Delis Nula Dain Begeder Miura Matsui Bavadua Hezek. The whole onion of Shmira, usually it's not going to do damage. So if it's not going to do damage, you don't have to guard it. And the whole Hezek is a Miura Matsui, Ben Sheyuzak, Ben Sheyazik, whether it becomes harmed, whether it harms other animals. And yet the Chovas Shmira is Shiei Shamar Karoi. Person has an obligation to guard, that it should be properly guarded. And Shomer Chinam, who doesn't lock the door, is Pshia. And that's Mitoras HaShomer, Shekachu Iker Chovasu V'dino, Sheshomer Kalocha. The Torah Shomer means they have to guard properly, even from a miut of cases. And that's the din that was Mischadesh in the din of Shmiras Nizaka from the Pasuk of Elo Yishmerenu. And this Chiddush is besides the Chovas Mammon. There's merely a Chovas Shmira mitzad Yisrael HaShemayim. There's a ribui in the Torah for the parasha of Nizakim. So before, we wanted to say that there are two inyanim. There's the inyan of Shmira Misvara, and that's without Chovas Mammon, and then there's what you learn from the Pasuk, and that tells you that if you didn't guard, there's also going to be a Chovas Mammon. And now we're saying more than that, we're saying that the Pasuk is telling you two things. The Pasuk is telling you, A, that you have to guard. That you have to guard, and if you don't guard, then you're being overrun in Isser. There's a Chovas Shmira. It's an Isser L'Shamayim. And there's a Ribui in the Torah in the Parsha of Nezikin that you have to guard. That's the B'lo Yishmerenu. And therefore, even if there was no, Toldosem is Lav Ki Yotzei Behem, and there's going to be no payment, but there's still an obligation to guard, despite the fact that it's a miur hamatsui. If you're just going to say that it's svara, so then I'll be svara, why do I have to guard for a miur hamatsui? Miut. It's only a miut. You're right, it's a miur hamatsui, but it's only a miut. And b'chol dinei Torah, we go after the rov. So what's the chovas shmir v'lo yishmerenu telling you? That you have to guard, even though it's a miut. Even though there's only going to be a minority of cases where some damage is going to be caused, you still have to guard, and that's a chiyuv l'shamayim. That's not mitzad the payment. That's the chiddush of Eloi Shmerenu, and that's Rashi's im todosem lav ki yotzem, why they call todos, to tell you that you have to guard anyway, even though you're not going to be paying. And you can't say it's misvara, because misvara, why do you have to guard? It's only a miut. So kamash mla, no. You have a pasuk that you have to guard, mitzad yichov al hashamayim. Not to be a mazik. Big yisodos here, not to be a mazik. That's really person's one of his biggest avoiders in this world. It's mamish. Pilei plus akopanim. So that's Rashi, and that's the v'lo yishmerenu. The v'lo yishmerenu is to tell you that there are really two dinim here. There's a din of tashlum if you don't guard, and then even without that, it's also telling you yisod. Even if you would say told the same lav ki yotzei behem, the pasuk is telling you you have to guard. The pasuk doesn't say mafurish you have to pay. It just says v'lo yishmerenu, but it's telling you that not only do you have to pay, because you do have to pay. Right, and there's, you know, for a time you pay, for a mood you pay, you have to pay. But the pasuk included in that you have to pay is also v'lo yishmerenu. If you didn't guard, you're being over on an Israel HaShemayim. Besides the chiyuv mamon. V'nira muchach ken, sh'ray gam b'din shor sh'aragas adam sh'abaylim chayev misa b'day shamayim. So you have a din of shor sh'aragas adam. What happens if an axe kills a person? So we know that the din is that the person is chayav misa l'shamayim. The owner of this axe is chayav misa for the damage that his axe did. V'chi yigach shor es ish. Or as Isha v'meis, sakol yisok el hashor, v'lo yechel es besar v'bal hashor naki, v'im shor nagachu mismal shulsham v'od b'ba'ala v'lo yishmerenu v'hem es isha, if he doesn't guard, and it kills, hashor yisok el, v'gam ba'ala v'yumas. So if it's a tam, so then he's the shor gets stoned and the person's off the hook. But if it's a muad and he doesn't guard, then the person also gets killed. Vim kofer yushas alav, but then there's a chiyuv kofer. Vim kofer yushas alav v'nasan pidyon nafsho kuchol asher yushas alav. So he has to pay the kofer. That's the din of kofer from the pasuk of v'lo yishmerenu. And writes Rabbi Baruch Ber in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim that it's muchach from here that the din of lo yishmerenu is an Israel HaShemayim. Why? Because what are we talking about over here? We're talking about a chi of misa and kofer. So what's this chi of misa? This chi of misa is din shamayim. And kofer isn't shaykh to din emamen. Kofer is just to redeem himself, to get him out of the chi of misa. So you see that from v'lo yishmerenu, you have a pasuk telling you that you have to guard. And that if you don't guard, you're doing an aver al shamayim. That's Rabbeinu Chaim's chiddush. And we can add, shekol din choyvas shmiras nezakin b'taras chi of mamen, ubeniske mamono. The whole din that your person is obligated to guard from damage as a chi of mamon is only niske mamono. Abal beniske gufo she'en kan taras mamon el ritzicha hare gam din shmirasa hu meisuri ritzicha. If it's niske gufo where there's no taras mamon, where it's killing, not killing another person, so that din shmira is meisure ritzicha. Ulechora, yesh ladum she'en kan chashash gamur al miut bilvad. Remember, we're talking about it's only a miut if he's not guarding himself that he's going to kill. So why should he be mischayiv misa? So it must be that that's the ribui in the din of shor hanaga of shor hanagach. So that's the ribui in the din of shor hanogach. That he has a special chovas shmira that he shouldn't kill. And therefore, when he wasn't shomer, when he doesn't guard, he's mischayev misa bidei shamayim v'kofer. So when his animal kills, not when he kills, we're not allowed to take kofer lenefesh ha'rotzeach, but when his animal kills, so this is already taras ritzicha. That's meisure ritzicha, is din shmira. So when there's a chovas mamon, taras nizikin v'chovas mamon, so that's niske mamono. So his property does harm and he has to pay, so that's already taras mamon. But here we're dealing with a case of ritzicha. And the ritzicha was only a miut. You generally don't expect that your animal is going to kill. And yet the pasuk says that he's chayiv misa bidei shamayim. And the answer is because that's for the lo yishmerenu. For lo yishmerenu tells us, like Reb Chaim said, lo yishmerenu tells us that there's an Israel HaShemayim. This isn't shayich to dinei mamon. This is shayich to dinei. This is shayich to dinei din l'shamayim. It's an Israel l'shamayim. And even though it's only a miut, like we said, when it comes to v'lo yishmerenu, you have to be choshesh for that miut. And therefore, the person who wasn't choshesh for that miut is chayiv misa, which is the chiddush of the Torah. That even though we normally follow a rov, here we don't follow a rov. If he wasn't shomer karoy, he was mitzchayv misa bidei shamayim. So that is part two of our journey, and Mirtz Hashem, we have a lot more to discuss. And I just hope that Hashem is good to us and gives us life, and we're able to continue, because there is a lot more to say. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.